for. Can you dance? And there's one question that everyone in America wants to know.
It's something that I've struggled with for a long time.
Why do you want to tell me?
An all-new Tyra starts now.
American Idol. Clay is a man with multi-platinum albums, a man whose latest album, A Thousand Different Ways, is on the top of the Billboard charts. Yeah, y'all know I'm talking about Sexy Clay Aiken.
Winning isn't everything. Just ask Clay Aiken, runner-up on the second season of the television phenomenon American Idol. Clay may have come in second place, but his incredible voice and remarkable talent have skyrocketed him to number one. Clay has sold almost 7 million albums worldwide thanks to his extremely enthusiastic and loyal fans, dubbed the Claymates. His debut album, 2003's Measure of a Man, topped the charts and was a certified triple platinum smash. Now, he's followed up a hit holiday album with his most recent release, A Thousand Different Ways. Clay Aiken is definitely conquering the pop music world. Long live the Clay Nation.
You're here because, as I said in my intro, I'm a Clay freaking American.
A what?
I'm like one of your Clay fans.
Well, thank you very
like
much.
Clay freaking American, like African American that loves Clay.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I didn't know that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I heard that you are allergic to so many different things.
I am quite allergic to especially to tree nuts. Any nuts that grow on trees, I'm safe with peanuts.
Safe with peanuts.
But things that grow on, any nuts that grow on trees, they'll.
Do pecans grow on trees?
They do.
Oh, I love pecans.
Yeah, but you know your whole set has been cleared of them today.
No pecans, no nuts, nothing. I went to the back to go get a little nibble and they weren't there.
They weren't there, sorry. But I appreciate it, because now I'm alive. I appreciate
that. Now you're alive. So what happens if you have like a pecan?
Wherever they touch me, I swell up.
Even on your skin? Mm-hmm. Not even ingest it, but just on the skin?
Just on the skin. I was on a flight one time and the flight attendants were passing out, bowls of warm mixed nuts. Uh-huh. And of course we said no to it and they wanted to take a picture later. And we all got together for a picture and one of their hands touched mine and I had a big welt on my hand.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty, I'm okay now.
And what else are you allergic to?
Allergic to mushrooms and shellfish and coffee, chocolate, and mint.
Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
You're allergic to chocolate?
I am.
So am I sitting too close to you?
But I'm Never.
No. Not allergic to chocolate.
I'm good now.
Clay likes chocolate.
Oh.
He's not allergic to chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I love this. Are you guys jealous that I get to sit so close to Clay? Yeah. So jealous, right?
There are millions of men in America that are jealous that I'm getting sick. So close to you.
I hope so.
Oh yeah, plenty.
Yeah. Okay. So I interviewed Celine Dion last season on the talk show, and I asked her because she has that voice, like you have that voice. It's that same like magical voice, you know? It's just like so, it's like angelic.
That was kind of magical. I don't know what kind of magic it was. What?
But you guys have these like angelic voices. And I asked her, you know, everybody hears an angel when she sings, but what does she hear? And she told me what she hears, but I'll tell you in a second. What do you hear? Because we hear you, we see you, and it's like amazing.
I don't know what I hear, but I don't hear that. I mean, there are plenty of people who I hear sing who I think are so much better than me, and I don't necessarily always understand why people are really that into it.
Into your voice?
Yeah, when I stay on key. And I'm glad of that, for that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't get the,
the phenomenon.
I don't get that.
But like when I watch you perform, like he does this thing where he looks into the camera. You guys know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And it's like.
I've been told by friends that I should open your eyes when you're singing.
No, that's sexy. Don't open them.
I'll continue.
I like them close. And your fans, they love you. As I said, the clay maniacs, the clay African Americans, the Clayasians, those are the Asians that love clay. You know, we all love you so much. What do you think it is?
If I knew what it was, I would bottle it and sell it.
Yeah.
But I really don't. I think part of the phenomenon being, you know, where I came from and just being on a show that was so, people found people on Idol so accessible.
But there's a lot of people that were on Idol, but they don't have fans like you do.
Well, thank you very much.
It's true.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I really wish I knew.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, I think you're very relatable. You're this guy, and you were, you know, just a normal guy. And then you became this, like, phenomenon, and now you're all fine and sexy. And
it takes a lot of work.
Reminds me of, and I'm not comparing two reality shows, but I'm kind of comparing my reality show almost to you, America's Next Top Model.
Right.
The girls are just normal girls, and then they are made over to these princesses, and that's what you're like a prince.
Hello.
You know, and it's like, if that can happen for him, I think you give hope to people that.
If I can look good on TV, I give hope to everybody.
That's not what I meant. Okay, you have this big secret, which I don't understand why. You won't tell your fans what your favorite color is.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, I did an interview probably 2.5 years ago, and it was at that time where so many people were asking everything. You know, I was telling what clothes I was wearing, everything. And someone said in this interview, as the fans were writing in, and they said, "We know everything about you except for your favorite color. What's your favorite color?" And I thought, you know what? I think I'll keep that one to myself. And it's kind of been a challenge
It's been a challenge. Okay, Clay, my favorite color is yellow.
Well,
that's a
nice color.
Gunmetal. Is it gunmetal steel gray for you?
It is in a box of crayons, like a big 195.
Okay. So is it burnt umber? Brick red.
You're not going to get a scoop today.
Marigold.
You're not going to get a scoop today.
Okay.
I won't give that away for someone.
Ever.
You know, everybody knows something about me. I think there might be three people in this world who I've told.
Who know? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I bet your mama knows.
And there are. No, she's not even one.
Your mama doesn't know what your favorite color is?
They're all sworn to secrecy, yeah.
Really? I'm going to find out.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Then I'll have to change it.
So, okay, you're big Mr. Famous Clay now. What do you miss? Like, you know, because you're famous everywhere you go, people fall out, they faint. What do you wish that you could do? It's true. Come on, you guys. You guys know you would be fainting right now if you were in the grocery store and saw him. So, like, what one thing do you miss doing that you can't really do anymore?
I think probably that.
Grocery
stores. Well, not the grocery store, but what do you miss?
I do it all, Clay. I still do everything.
But you don't miss it. There's nothing that you wish you could do that you don't.
Yeah, I wish I could walk around with no hair weave on and no makeup, and they would take
That's
a picture.
That's exactly what I wish I could do. This hair weave is so, it itches so much.
That's so funny you say itch. Have you ever had any hair weave tracks?
No, I have not.
You've never had hair weave tracks?
Actually, one of my background singers who's been with me for years, she wants so badly to know what kind of weave you use. And she just went, ooh, in the back. Did you hear it? She wants so badly to know.
What kind of
weave? Because she thinks it's wonderful.
Oh, I have so many things going on right now, you don't know. There's so much hair stuff going on, you don't know. And it's funny because my director, Brian, hi, Brian. Like when you said that your weave itches even though you don't have one, he's always telling me, Tyra, when you scratch your weave, just make sure you scratch when you're not asking the question because then I won't have to be on you on camera.
Because
I'll be like, so Clay, tell me about your
And try to make sure you don't pull it out.
Exactly, the track. But speaking of hair, you changed your hair. You made it dark. It was this whole stink when you came on American Idol that, oh, his hair was dark. I just want to let you know, I thought it was fabulous.
Well, thank you.
I liked it.
Well, thank you. Coming from you, that's good. We'll keep it.
It looks very kind of like rock and like edgy and...
That's me, rock and edgy.
So when you look in the mirror, when Clay Aiken looks in the mirror, what is it that he loves the best about himself?
He tries not to look in the mirror too often, actually.
No? Well, come on.
I don't really know. No one's asked me that before. You know, I'm always getting people, what question have you never been asked before? And I never can think of one, but that's probably the...
Is that it?
Most people interview, when they interview, they always come up with the same questions.
Yes.
And I've never... I don't know that I have an answer to that. That's tough.
Okay, let me help you. I love the bridge of your nose. I love... And I love your eyebrows. You have amazing eyebrows. Your lashes, like, the reason why it looks, right? Yeah. The reason why your friends probably say, open your eyes, your lashes are so long, they're just like, a thousand ways. I love you a thousand ways.
All right. Blushing.
Are you
blushing?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Woo! Woo! When we come back, we have to take a break. But when we come back, Clay has promised that we will hear the answer to the one question that everyone in America wants to know. We'll be right back. Up next, answer honestly and be real and just know that this is a safe place.
It's something that I've struggled with for a long time.
Superstar Clay Aiken, and Clay promised that he would finally answer the one question that everyone in America and around the world wants to know. So Clay, you take my hands. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna be here for you, so I just want you to answer honestly and be real and just know that this is a safe place. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boxers or briefs? It's okay.
It's something that I've struggled with for a long time.
Why do you want to tell me, and why here on the Tyra Show today?
I feel like this is the type of environment that I'm that I can. I do wear boxers. My mother is probably going crazy right now. My mother's probably bothered that I shared that with her.
Your mother's bothered that you said that. Okay, so what type of boxers? Boxer briefs? Or boxers?
I do wear a boxer brief occasionally, yes.
Boxer brief?
On occasion, yeah.
What color? Black, white?
I like to mix it up.
Mix it up.
Don't discriminate.
You don't discriminate. You like to mix it up. Except for chocolate, because you're allergic.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Can't do chocolate. He's allergic to that. All right, so I know you just mentioned your mama. We're both very close to our moms. I know you're very close to your mom.
Moved back home to be near her.
Yes, to Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. By the way, I love your accent.
I don't have an accent. I don't have an accent, do I?
No, you don't have an accent at all, Clay. We got an accent at all. So your mom, did she decorate your house?
She did the whole house. I had a house built, and she's pretty comfortable and knows my taste. She's a decorator, so she's done it for 30 years. And I said, you know what? Take over, go ahead. I'll move in when it's done. And she did it, and it looks amazing.
How big is your house?
It's big enough to fit me and some friends in it, so.
Is it more than 5,000 square feet?
It's big enough to fit me and some friends in it.
Is it more than 10,000 square feet?
I don't think. Who has a house bigger than 10,000 square feet?
Kimora Lee Simmons. Her house is like 50,000 square feet.
That's like this studio.
Yeah.
The whole CBS studio.
Are
you kidding me?
So what's your taste? I know your mom did it, but what's your taste?
My taste is Faye Parker. You know, what my mom does. I like stuff a little bit modern, but I don't like straight architectural stuff, you know, really. I don't want to feel like I'm on the Starship Enterprise or anything, you know. But I don't like, you know, I don't like antique grandma stuff.
Grandma stuff. You probably like my house. It's
okay, am I invited?
Yes. Contemporary, but not hard edges.
Right. Well, this is kind of contemporary.
Yes, but this is kind of hard edge. Just
a little bit on the edge. Yeah,
that's a little
comfy.
Like this.
I need comfort.
Yes.
We all need comfort.
Do you like foam, like, or down pillows?
Well, you know the problem with I have down pillows on a couch in one room, and my dogs always get up and jump on them, and they don't fluff themselves back up. So I have dog prints in the couches. So
the
I didn't have to go with foams in some of the pillows.
So your mama, she calls you what?
My mom and people who knew me before Idol. Call me Clayton.
Clayton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my trainer in New York, I used to work out, his name was Clayton. Clayton James. Hi, Clayton.
Hello.
There's a Clayton and a Clayton.
Yes.
Working out.
But people who knew me after Idol, anybody who's known me since, I kind of like Clay. I kind of separated.
Clay.
And sometimes I get upset if people call me Clayton and they didn't know me before, you know?
Oh, so if I call you Clayton, it's not good.
Well, I like to separate, you know, people at home and that type of thing with you
but
know.
But I feel so at home with you.
We are. We're close and we're friends, you know, but... We're friends.
Yes. We're friends.
Yes.
We're friends.
I got invited to your house.
Yes. I really would love for you to
I'd
come
love
to my
come.
House.
And then you can come out to Raleigh do a show from my living room.
Yeah.
You're welcome to.
What kind of food do you like? I can cook for you.
It's got to be Southern and fattening.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I love Southern and fattening. You like soul food?
I can eat it, yes.
You like macaroni and cheese?
Yes. Oh! I can live off of it.
What about fried chicken?
I'll bring it.
Fried chicken. What about corn pudding?
Corn,
You ever had corn pudding?
I've had corn pudding. I'm like a collards person.
Oh, you like collard greens?
Yeah, I'm kind of from the South.
Okay, what about mustard greens?
I don't know what the difference is.
Okay, collard greens or mustard greens have like a little bit of a bite.
See, I think collards have a bite. What's the difference between that and turnip greens?
Turnip greens are a little bit more mild.
That's what I thought, and collards have a bite. So I don't know
collards have a bite.
So mustards are even bitier?
Mustards are even bitier.
Okay.
Yes, I'm gonna have Clay Aiken over my house after this interview.
We're
going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Still to come, Clay thinks this is easy.
Well, you know what? Then switch seats with me.
We should do that.
And I'm on the hot seat.
Why am I saying, oh my goodness.
Plus, a show-stopping performance you can't miss.
Clay's biggest Claymates here, and we just found out during the break that you tell us the story. You read
Mary and I met at a show a few weeks ago, right at the day the album came out, and she and her sister Phoebe they're both from Utah, and they both wanted to get my name tattooed on their back. So I signed Mary's back and her sister Phoebe's back, and she got her name tattooed on my shoulder.
Yeah, no, his name is on her shoulder.
Yes, it is.
What made you do that?
We just wanted to.
So, like, you know, we have
and
to see
it. And lots
of alcohol.
No alcohol was involved.
All right, so turn around so we can see this.
That's...
Oh, my God. That is Clay's autograph right there on her back. Insane. I love that. All right, go back on, sit up.
Thank you, Mary.
Have a seat, Clay. What does that feel like to sign somebody's back?
Well, it's tough. Very tough to sign a back. I don't really know. Again, everything... Are you okay, Mary? I don't really know. Again, I keep wanting to say, you know, that's there forever.
Forever and ever.
Forever. But
yes.
Both of them did it, and they both are they're just really sweet as I can be.
Oh, she's so embarrassed. Look at her. Mary. All right, so Clay, you have had a lot of different looks through the ages. A lot of looks that Clay has had.
Yeah, we should.
Do you mind if we walk through
them?
Are
we looking at some of the worst right now? Is that what's going on?
I don't know what we got, but let's see what we got. We got to talk.
Yeah, the worst. That's it. This is what Raleigh, North Carolina thought was cool. When I first auditioned for Idol and knew that I was going back to Hollywood, I went to some a salon in there and I said, I need to look like a pop star. And this is what came out.
And this is what came out. All right. What's the next one?
Wrong. That was the first day I made it through Idol, and this was actually a shirt that I just had in my bag. I didn't know I was going to make it on the show, so I had to throw the shirt on, so that's there.
And that was your press photo.
And that is, what is that?
Okay, let me tell you. Okay. Remember earlier I said that it's about his eyes and his nose? You see the eyes, how they're like, there's like a, the lashes. And look at the nose bridge. You see the nose?
Do
you
see
it? My
eyes are closed. It looks
like
they're...
No, they don't look closed. And the nose is like, the symmetry is just gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
It is. Okay.
I put on glasses there because I thought maybe I'd look... People think I'm stupid. So I put on glasses so I'd look a little smarter.
Yeah, I've done that before, too.
Yeah, it makes you look a little bit more educated. But I really wear glasses. So.
Oh, you really do?
Yeah.
And I wear contacts, too.
Well, that's what I'm done.
Yeah, we got contacts on. Yes. Let me see yours.
I see. Yeah, I can see the little line right
you
there.
You see mine? All right. So your birthday's coming up. What plans do you have for your birthday?
November 30th. This will be the first year, I'm thinking it'll be the first year in 4 years where I've had the day off.
Really?
So right now we're starting, I'm doing some Christmas shows right around the beginning of December, but I should have my birthday off for the first time
in
2 years.
What are you going
to do? I don't know. I'm just going to kind of relax for the first time and spend it with some friends. It'll be my first birthday in my house in Raleigh. So,
what type of cake do you like? Chocolate, vanilla?
Well, not chocolate, you remember.
Oh, duh. How dumb am I? I would totally kill him.
So note to self, maybe I won't be eating when I come to your house.
At my house.
Tell me something that that'll kill me.
Okay, so carrot cake,
well, that has nuts in it sometimes.
Oh, gosh. I'm so messing up.
I should just stay away from the cake.
Stay away from the cake.
Totally.
All right, so I'll give you an angel food cake.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know, but that's angel
again. Angel. His voice is like an angel. Okay, tell us about 1,000 Different Ways, the CD.
Well, the album...
Oh, my God, it debuted like crazy, like 500 million, trillion, 500,000.
Well, not quite that much. It did pretty well.
But it was like over 500,000.
No.
That's what I heard.
Did you buy like 200,000 and didn't tell anybody?
No. Okay, so 300,000?
It was something around the 200, and somewhere in the 200 range.
Well, whatever it was a lot. It was all over the news how big it debuted.
We were very fortunate. And so the album is Love Song. Clive Davis, who's the president of the label, wanted to do a tribute of love songs for the past 30 years. And so he mandated this project. And we went out, my executive producer and I went out and put together some of the best love songs of the last 30 years and tried to put a different spin on them.
Which one was your favorite?
We did a cover of Dolly Parton's Here You Come Again, which was Here You Come Again back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
And we turned it into this really chill, laid-back pop type track, and it just really changed a lot and became my favorite.
Can you dance?
No.
No?
These are too big and I'm too awkward. I cannot.
You can't
dance? I've tried. I shake my hips. It does weird, crazy things.
Can you do like a two-step at least? Can I teach you some moves?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get a beat, Ryan? Give us a beat.
I don't know a beat.
Clay's aching to be a talk show host.
Hey, it's my show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Throw in the really skinny, awkward-looking picture of her right now, please.
We are back with my new best friend, Clay Aiken. So, Clay, I hear that you, want my job.
Well, you make
about?
It look so fun.
I do?
I've always wanted a talk show. I've kind of just, I like talking to people. Actually, I brought some questions I have.
For me?
For you.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that. That's my logo with your name on it.
Well, it's my new logo, actually, now.
Well, you know what? Then switch seats with me.
We should do that. There's nothing on them. I'm just going to fly off. What? I should ask you. Kiana would want me to ask you about your weave, but I'd rather ask, you have had so much success as a model, as a television personality, with your successful show.
Oh my
and
God,
now
Clay's
this new
interviewing me, I'm
show,
sorry.
What motivates you to do that?
What motivates me to go further?
Well, to continue to be in this industry.
Well, you know, a lot of models retire and they'll like marry a rich man and just kind of like, and I'm like, oh gosh, that is just like death to me.
Marriage?
No, marrying a rich man and just sitting there and being like, take care of me.
What about marriage?
I do want to get married one day, but I'm kind of scared of it.
Why?
Because there's so much divorce and my parents are divorced and what am I doing? I'm like telling my
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous about it, but if that right man comes and gets on his knee, I'll be right
Any
there.
Any prospects?
Any prospects? I'm dating somebody, really
are
nice
you?
Guy, yeah.
And what does mom think?
Oh, no, not marriage. Oh, gosh, no.
But I'm assuming you've introduced him to your mother, is that?
I haven't. No, we've only gone on a couple of dates, mm-hmm. and I'm actually going to go on a plane to see him tonight. Why am I saying all my business?
Is he somebody you think you might introduce to mom? Because you're close to your mother, right?
Yeah, I'm very close to my mom. I would introduce her to him, I think. Yeah.
That's a pretty serious step.
That's a serious step for me to introduce her to him. You know, it's just a couple of months, so right. he needs like four more months under his belt.
So modeling, talk show, successful nighttime, you know, reality show, any other plans for anything else?
I want to have Clay Aiken over my house. And I want to watch movies and go to the movies and...
Any want to be in a movie?
You know what? I do want to do movies, Clay. I want to produce them. I love producing things for women and I would love to do... I want to do a movie for young kids, like a G-rated kind of funny Jim Carrey crazy uh-huh. me doing
but
all
no
kind
actor,
of crazy
But no actor, but you want to act?
I would want to act, yep.
But not and produce as well.
And produce. I'm a control freak. I got to do it all.
So you'd produce and act in the same type of thing.
Yeah.
Comedy stuff for kids.
Yeah, I like comedy.
I mean, everyone knows Tyra Banks, the beautiful. I mean, probably one of the most well-known models in the world.
Probably, Clay.
Well, probably. Excuse me. You no question. But do you wake up looking like this?
Oh gosh, Clay, I so don't.
Do we have any pictures of you?
Do we have any pictures of how I wake up? They might throw something in there. But no, this takes like 2 hours to do. Yeah, like my hair, my natural hair probably goes to right about there.
So this is not real?
This is like Weave-alicious. This is a lot going on.
Do you put different hair in every single day?
No, we don't do different weaves every day. We keep the same weave. A weave usually lasts for about 2 months. You can keep a weave for like 3 or 4 months, but then it gets all matted.
It
turns
lovely.
Into a big dreadlock that's, underneath.
That's delicious.
Not good.
Delicious.
Not good.
Let's talk about some more. Let's get to know Tyra a little bit more.
Okay.
We talked about some romance before a little
yes.
bit in your life. You're dating someone new now.
Yes.
Do you have any memories of your first love, your first
I
kiss?
I do. Let me tell you about my first love. Okay. Well, I have a couple of first loves, but the one big love that I loved, his name was Antonio Epps. It was in junior high school, and it was when I was really awkward and really like funny looking, throw in the really skinny awkward picture of me right now, you guys.
And, hey, it's my show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Throw in the really skinny awkward looking picture of her right now, please.
And so I love this boy, his name was Antonio Epps. He would not give me the time of day because I was really...
Did you love him?
You know, seventh grade love.
What is love?
Well, back then he was just fine and I was in love. And I had all my friends go over to him and say, tell him, you know, just tell him that I love him. Tell him I think he's so great. And after a while, he was like, will you tell that skinny girl to leave me alone and do not
like
her?
Where's Antonio Epps today?
I don't know. Antonio, where are you?
He is crying. It's what he's doing. He's crying. He's sitting in his
yes.
living room crying his eyes out. Ha ha.
Yes.
The skinny girl has left you alone and went on to be a supermodel and have her own talk show. Was he your first kiss?
No, he wasn't no, he didn't touch me. I mean, I was like nuts and chocolate to him.
Oh, God. So besides me, of course, do you have any celebrity crushes?
Who's my celebrity crush? Who do I like? Oh, I'll be sure, duh. I'll be sure.
Do I have you so flustered you can't even remember?
Because it make me nervous. Al B. Sure is like, oh my God, I love him. Do you guys remember Al B. Sure from back in the day? It's a certain generational thing.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here going, huh? I'm smiling and nodding like I'm supposed to know who that is.
No, okay, Al B. Sure, let me tell you, Al B. Sure was this big singing star, like when I was 15 years old, and he put out a single called Night and Day, and the lyrics were, I can tell you how I feel about you night and day. Yay, yay.
And that's what does it for you?
Yes.
And singing?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to sing in a little bit.
Are you? Yeah, I know you are. You're going to sing a song.
Yes.
So tell me, sing, scat something for me that I don't
like
have to pay for.
Scat, bitty, bitty, bop, that type of thing?
Yeah, let's do it together.
Bitty, bitty, bop, ba, da, 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 da,
Clay performs his hit single 1,000 different ways.
Now it is time for what we have all been waiting for, performing 1,000 days from his new CD, 1,000 different ways. Here is the lovely Clay Aiken.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye right now, but I feel like, Clay, we need to say goodbye in a way that you've never said goodbye on a show before.
I've never said goodbye on a show.
Yes.
With a kiss?
Yeah. Oh.
She's like, that wasn't scripted.
Shall we kiss?
We could do that.
That would cause.
I should sing to you.
You want to sing to me? Okay, let's do a duet. We're going to add a duet. Just go, anything.
It's so much fun with Tyra Banks.
I love Clay because he don't stinks.
We'll be back here tomorrow. Or you will be.
With another show, but it won't be as dope as this fellow. Clay's TV, 1,000 different ways is in stores now. I love you, Clay.
I love you.